everyone, and welcome to Weird Leftovers, a side podcast from the guys who are bringing you high weirdness, where we delve into little subjects, things that we might not get to on the podcast, but things we still want to bring to you guys because we think they're worth knowing. I'm, of course, your host, Ben, and this week we're going to be talking about a film. And I'll usually bring you probably something from the world of film, something from the world of maybe like pop culture, maybe the Magic Box TV, or something from the world of wrestling. But I want to talk to you today about a film. And the film I want to talk about is from a director who I never thought I'd honestly say this, but might be the next Stanley Kubrick. His name is Yorgos Lanthimos. He's a Greek director, and he recently put out the movie The Favorite. If you don't know what it is, it's a movie. It's up for a bunch of awards. Probably going to clean up in the acting category, at least for the female side. Wonderful, just out and out, like, great movie. But the movie I want to talk about is the movie he did last year, which was kind of this quiet little movie that not a lot of people saw, but I recently caught, and it's just a masterpiece. And it's not just only a masterpiece in tension and horror, it's also a masterpiece in just what it is to be a filmmaker and say, you can give me a genre, but I'm not going to work in that genre. That genre is going to work in me. And that's why I kind of consider this guy Kubrick. He makes this movie his own genre. And it's a horror movie to be sure, but it's a Yorgos Lanthimos horror movie. No one else could have made this movie. The movie I'm talking about is called The Killing of a Sacred Deer. This movie is incredible, and it's not just incredible for the performances, it's not just incredible for the way it's shot, it's not just incredible for the type of movie it is, it's incredible for all those reasons, but it's most incredible by the fact that it is truly an original film, and I've never seen a movie like this before, and I think you guys need to check this out. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what it's about. The movie follows a family led by the father, Colin Farrell, who plays Stephen Murphy, the mother, Anna Murphy, who's played by Nicole Kidman, their daughter, Kim Murphy, who's played by Raffi Cassidy, and their son, Bob Murphy, who's played by Sonny Solchik. If you haven't seen Sonny Solchik, he was in the mid-90s movie. It's an incredible little movie about skateboard culture in the 90s and also growing up at that time. But this movie is about this family. The dad is a well-respected doctor in the community. He's a fine man. He's a surgeon. And we start to discover that he is having this very odd, not like in any way like illegal, but just kind of disturbing relationship with this kid whose name is Martin, who is played by Barry Keoghan, who if you don't know who he is, you'd see him, you'd recognize him from a bunch of stuff. He's a young up-and-coming actor. And it's this weird relationship where you're not quite sure what it is, or like, you know how they're like met each other. The dad operated on his father and his father passed away, and now Martin has struck up this conversation. It's a very strange thing that you never quite understand what's going on. But I have to say, this Barry Keoghan, who plays Martin, maybe plays one of the most interesting villains I've seen in the last 10 years. He's such a fascinating study because he never gets above a whisper, but he's always just got this quiet menace to him that you're never quite sure what it is that he's doing. Like, he's well within every right that he has, but he's doing it in the most upsetting way possible. So the movie just follows this weird relationship between this family and this boy, and it's just, I've never seen a movie like this. It's a very interesting horror movie that just kind of comes out of nowhere, and I will admit I had to look up what I thought the movie was about compared to what it actually was, and the movie is about punishment being dealt out to people who don't think they've done anything wrong. And that's such a fascinating topic that I've never thought of, like, anyone touching. Guys, what I can basically say is you need to check out The Killing of a Sacred Deer. You will not see a more intense movie all year. And, sorry, I know we only have, like, 14 minutes until midnight, and then it's New Year's. By the way, Happy New Year's, guys. I'm doing this about 9:46. I just wanted to leave you guys with this idea. So check out The Killing of a Sacred Deer. It's truly an original movie. Check out his other movies. Dogtooth, The Favorite, The Lobster. He makes movies that are genres, but he turns them into his own thing. And you don't see that in a director all that often. So please check it out. Guys, thank you for listening. Check out High Weirdness. We're going to be doing a lot more of these. I'm definitely going to be trying to post in these every once in a while. So hopefully we catch you guys next time in the Desert of the Weird. And Happy New Year, guys. Hopefully 2019 is way less weird in a bad way and way more good in a weird way.